But that's an interesting observation. The two observations, simply say is an interesting observation. To say that it's the times is simply say is very difficult. Because times. The Halal, that's it's a whole new flip on Halal. Okay, to say this. Shalom. Okay. Let's get started. We can go back to say afterwards because we gotta get the shiur. what I'm going to do now is basically uncharted territory, okay? Uncharted territory. And I'm not going to try to tell you that that's what's happening over here. But, you see, the problem over here is the Arabic is not translated properly. At least I can give you proper translation. The question is, you know, someone told me, one Arabic scholar told me, no. The Rambam was writing in broad strokes now at the beginning, getting warmed up, and he wouldn't want to commit himself to anything. Or, you know, maybe, you have to ask yourself, in other words, I'm assuming the Rambam's serious, okay? If you want, you can assume the Rambam's not serious. That's okay. Those are the passionates, okay? So, he does something over here, and that's how I'm going. You remember, I had the whole discussion last week. I thought it was very interesting in terms of what Makir Rafashim is, a Makshir, not a Makshir, of Hagdoma, not Hagdoma. All I just want to suggest, okay, is that maybe the Rambam has a new twist over here, which he's dealing with another issue. That issue is, if you want, you can open the window a little bit, but just not too much of it, if you want. Besides the issue of Hakdomos, when it's a Makshir, the question is, the Rambam might be explaining to us why we look at it as a the mitzvah kolelis and not the chlokim, which one would you count? With the whole Sheirish is a discussion where you count the chlokim or the mitzvah kolelis. And we'll see exactly, maybe he's trying to use this as part of an answer. You see, there's a problem over here. I pointed out last week also, that the Rambam quotes this thing both in here in Mitzvachov and the Minyan Beis Bechir, but each time a little different. But here he says, if you have a proper translation, he says, he doesn't say livnos hamikdash or lasos hamikdash. Vihi shiyi elonu beis hamayuvah. That's the proper Arabic translation. I don't know what you have there. But over here, but you probably never noticed that. What is yiyya? What's the yiyya? That's the mitzvah. Look how he says in mitzvah chav. Mitzvah say chav. And the beginning of Beis Bechir. You've got to take out of Beis Bechir. As what you say?
Live nice.
And here he says, Mitzvah saseh lasais, ba'is Lashem. So, you know, if it's as vasili mikdosh, and you have a bona fide tzivui, so, you know, it's an easy thing, you know, that's the mitzvah. But why does he say the mitzvah is shiyelonu? The question is, I'm not getting involved with Rab Chaim's business with Doss and Rab Shimon, you know, about whether there's a mitzvah kiddushin all the time, and you always ask the kids the mazel tov, not the mazel tov, you know. That doesn't bother me, okay? You know, I just want to know, after one builds the Beis HaMikdash, the Etzem Kiyum Beis HaMikdash, is that also part of it? In other words, Shiyeh Lanu. The Lush is interesting, no? Shiyeh Lanu, Bayis Miyud. So if I were to ask if you also leave Mikdash, the mitzvah is just to make it. You got it, you did it, that's it.
Rebbe once quoted, I think Rav Moshe, Medayik in the Pesukim at the end of Parshas, Vayakel Pekudei, that the Kelim of the Mikdash are a Chelik of the Binyan.
We'll see what the Rambam says in Mitzvah right. Chofufugish, yeah.
And then the Aron, there was a deek with the Aron.
We'll talk about all this.
So if a person would move one of those Kelim, maybe they would be over the Mikdash HaSeh, if it's Sheyiyah. That's what
there's a problem, listen, Hezekhaim. Moving the Kelim out of the Mikdash. If you open the Mitzvah Leisah Seh Shoshach HaRav, open up over here in the Ramban, Mitzvah Gimel. Leisah Seh Shoshach HaRav, you have? What's Gimel? You don't have to get it. I got to copy myself. You don't care to get it. In there, sir.
It's
a separate law, according to Ramban. And the Rav has a shtickle. I don't remember where. Maybe it's in the Igus HaGrid or it's in the Gamal. That he learns it's Harash Shah. I have a discussion back and forth about that, what the merits of the discussion are. But, okay, Beseda. But the mitzvah is Shiyeh Lanu. That's something, you know. The question is, you know, you say, I'm Zavadavka, you know, what do you want here? You know, I don't know if you ever thought of it. What's the mitzvah? It's to have the Beis HaMikdash? It's to make the Beis HaMikdash?
Based on what the Rebbe said last week, it has to be that way. It can't be a mitzvah of Boinim because then it wouldn't make sense the rest of the things that they're cumim in the Asal and Mikdash.
I understand you'd want it to be like that. It's very nice. It's very interesting.
It would have to be that.
Yeah, I understand, but I don't know if you ever noticed when you're reading this, did you notice a lot Shiyeh Lanu? Like every word. And this is without the new Arabic translation.
And he could be chazer between the Shirashim and the...
I don't know if it's a chazor, or there's more of a reason to stress it over here, because over here it's very important. I don't know if it's a chazor, I don't know if it's a stira. So it's a question you have to ask yourself. Is the Ram being chayzer, or the Ram just feels that this is the point to point this out? I don't know.
There would be a mitzvah called Binyan Beis HaMikdash if you hold that the mitzvah is a kiyumis.
Again, what?
The mitzvah would be to be bayna, that would be true. It would just, wouldn't there just be a heksher, or a hechtimsa, and how to have the mitzvah? If you hold the mitzvah is sheyiyah, so it has to say that you have a mitzvah to build it, that would just be a heksher, that would be the aga. Unless you want to say they're two different, but that's amazing.
I don't know. Yiyah could be a long process. I mean, it's all the dvid. If the kolokim are part of the mitzvah, it's a little difficult for me to imagine that making the walls and making the menorah, making the thing, that's certainly part of it. But it's not finished. It continues.
That's a year.
What?
That's not a year building.
Yeah, because I don't know, you see. The truth is, I'll be frank with you. This I want to point out to you. See, I just don't know where and how do you do this. You find a similar lashon. I write it down here. For example, you find it by Shemana Mishcha. Okay? See, one place he says, let's say for Mitzvah Lamed Hei, he should see v'shiyi alonu shemin mishcha osu ala maskaynes ham yuchedis muchon l'msheich boy kol koyin v'koyin. Should be ready for something. I don't know. I don't know how to do this. It's very difficult for Teresa's we also that the mitzvah, that shouldn't be the mitzvah part also. But to say, the question is, you know, I could have imagined saying the mitzvah is just the binyan and not that it should be kayim. But to imagine it just should be kayim and the binyan itself is only hechatisa, hagdoma, it's difficult to imagine. You'll ask me how to explain it, I don't know. The Teresa's is vasli mikdash. And the Teresa, you know, we'll see. That's why I wanted to get further. I'll explain to you where all this is coming from. But you see, you remember, you see, we have to go back to the old problem that the Ram uses this as the example of the mitzvah that's going to prove all things about Maisa Kobonos, right? All the Oilo, Shlomim, and Chatos, and Oshom, we're going to know that they're separate mitzvahs, even though they're chalokim, from mikdash. So I'd say mikdash is different, because mikdash, the mitzvah kolelis, is a mafush tzivu in the Torah. We also leave mikdash. They don't only say teres oilin, teres achatos, or whatever. So I pointed out to you that a proper translation at the beginning of Sherishud Beis, he didn't start translated properly. That was very good for me. Yedua sheish shenitztavino. It's not shenitztavino. It's loshed from a hayroa. Because laaseis maase mesuyim ve'achach oska kosev be'eichas hamaisa. But there wasn't. It doesn't say. It's not a tzivoy. It's a hayroa kilo. We'll have to see what that means. Okay. Use a different word in the Arabic. Okay. Now, so the emes is the tzeva that we have is only the binyan, not shi'elon. So if the mitzvah shi'i alonu, you have the same problem. And maybe that's what's happening over here. The same way we extrapolate the tzivui from the chalokim, we also make from the fact you have various kelim over here, we'll see about them, that the tzivui is not only the binyan, but shi'i alonu. And maybe fakir, it's the same thing. And the Ram over here, Dafke, saying Shielonu, because we need it over here, and it's very true. And it's only because of the Sherish that the Sherish says that the Chalokim somehow are Be'er Eichas HaMaisa. So it's an amazing thing. Okay, and I want to show you how it happens. But you see, that's the strange thing. You never know when something is saying something stam. Or something, you know, is an amazing thing is happening over here. Okay. Let me just tell you okay, let me answer this question. I'll give you a few deep later. You see, for example, Lechem Aponim, okay? There's a Shulchan, correct? Now, what did the Torah say on the Shulchan? Basiyas HaShulchan, the Torah, which is Bir Eichas HaMaisa. The Ram's clear that the Shulchan is part of Bir Eichas HaMaisa. You see that in Mitzvah Chof, right? He quotes Shulchan, right? And the Torah says in Shulchan that very clearly that you do Arichas Lechem upon them. But if the mitzvah, if Sias HaShulchan is just the poshet, the making of the Shulchan, then Arichas Lechem upon them, L'choresh do with the mitzvah.
He puts Arichas Lechem upon them in the
When the Torah tells you, when the Torah, you open up the parasha in the Torah, the parasha's Tchumah, when it tells you to make a Shulchan, it talks about Arichas Lechem upon them. So, and that's the Bir Yechas HaMaisa, according to the Rambam. So you see, so I think the Rambam took this as a clue that you see, if the Bir Yechas HaMaisa are the Kalim, so it means that the mitzvah itself is not the poshet, the asiyah, the physical putting together of the mikdash, but it's the kiyum of mikdash, and all those things that are kiyum involved. And if that's true, that's an amazing observation. Versisa shochon atzei shitim amasai morgoy v'am rochboy v'am chetzi komos atzibisa zol v'chulei v'chulei v'sis la'aba tabois v'chulei v'umos mizgeret v'sis esabad matzei shitim v'sis zol v'sis kohos v'kapoisa v'ksesam ashiusa ben zol v'toroisa v'nasata ala shochon lechem ponim l'fonai ponim. That's what it says in the parasha. So why is that in the middle over there?
At the end, by Vayakob Pekud, he puts the lechem upon him after. After he puts it there?
Does that yeah, happen? that's a different...
It's a different Pekud.
It's a different issue. But the question only is, so that I thought the Rambam saw in that that you can conclude from the halakim something about the mitzvah itself. And he's doing the same thing in Beis HaMikdash, and that's why Beis HaMikdash is the example. And it's an amazing thing. There are halakim, right? And the halakim of the mitzvah of Binyan HaMikdash, the kelim, those kelim, they're Birei Chasamaisa. That means they're telling you what the Tzivui is. So we can read
the... The Tzivui is Mikdash.
The Osuli Mikdash, only the Asiya. But these various things are telling you how you're Makayim that mitzvah. And it says that you should put the Lechem on the Shulchan.
That's the purpose of the Shulchan.
It's the purpose of the Shulchan. The Torah is not talking theology. The Torah tells you in the Parsha of Masih, it seems that by just making a Shulchan and not putting Lechem upon him on it, you do not feel the obligation in terms of your Asli Mikdash. So it means the mitzvah of Mikdash is not just the Poshet, the Asiya, but it should be Muchan and there for its Tafkid. And that's all important to the obvious. So the Ram was Medayik.
Just like the Kalim has to be. Until you use the kelim, it's supposed to be used. You weren't Mekayim.
Because there was no kelim. The kelim, the mitzvah, if you look, what's the sheirush? The sheirush says the mitzvah is not the asiyas hashochon. The mitzvah is mikdash. And the Torah tells you how you Mekayim the mikdash by how you do all these halakim together. And these halakim are via what the mitzvah is. So it's telling you that the mitzvah is not livnois v'osu, but the mitzvah is shiyyeh lonu. It's an amazing thing. The Rambam has done an amazing thing. But if you hadn't noticed just this one word, you wouldn't have had it. It's an amazing thing.
Does it work like that with all the kelim are like that? What I'm saying, but the menorah and things like that.
We can go through each one of them. I wasn't sure about all of them. Okay? But I was very sure about Lechem Upon it, so I brought Lechem Upon it. Because Bir Yechas HaMaisa. You understand? It's very clear. See, I'm not sure that's what I'm telling the other cases, because, for example, in Minyan HaMitzvahs, even though you look at Mitzvah Chof, I'm not sure how much you can be daik. and maybe he's not trying to say against it. But I don't think it's the important point over there, because look at Mitzvah Chav. What does he say? What's the Lashon? Then he say, after he says, Livna Yisalasi, something like that. Mm-hmm. But what does he say afterwards?
Yeah, Akrava.
Bo Ti Akrava. So Bo Ti Akrava, he's trying to tell you that the thing has to be Mekayim. But any, the discussion itself, mm-hmm. I think, the way it's formed, Bo Ti Akrava, means not just the Asi itself. But I think he's certainly stressing it over here. And over here there's a major thing. Because over here, it basically is like everything else, that somehow the Be'er HaSamaisa are telling you something about the Tzibur.
I just don't understand one thing. What would happen if there was a day without Hakrava? So that would be, besides the fact that you have the problem with the Korbanos and the Tamidim, you have a problem with the mitzvah of binyan abayis also.
The bias is supposed to be muchan for that. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean, and if you do it, it's a kima the bias, but it's not a chason the bin mitzvah kima mikdash. I don't think so. Maybe, I don't know. Now that I thought was the first, the fourth foray into this. This is very interesting. Okay. Now I can take this further, but let's give a few more diukim over here in the issues, and I'll just show you something, okay? But say that I can't go further. We're okay now, or it's interesting, I think. Next, in mitzvah chof, he says a mitzvah esrim. Shenistavu la'asa is beis avodo, bo tiakrovo, v'havoris eish tamid, ve'elov tiapnia, or bo tiachagiga v'skapsus b'chol shona. When she is boy, who she of homo is ala, v'osuli mikdosh. Here, he says, it uses a very fuzzy-wuzzy term, beis miyua. It's like it could be for everything. It's not necessarily for avoda per se. It's beis miyua. That's really the makso, the Arabic. In Sefer Mitzvah, he calls it beis avoda. Hilchos beis bechiris is bais l'Hashem. We'll see about this, okay? Because what are you supposed to have? What is it? What's the first tafka? The question is also, is he serious about the Seder that he writes here? Maybe he's not. Maybe he is. Because the Seder over here, the tafka rishon of the Beis HaMikdash, is very strange. In the proper translation, Ve'el of Tiapnia. Look down over here, he also points out the Arabic translation wasn't proper or something like that. The way Tilma does it very strange, he very confuses you. Okay, the Elof Tiapnia. And Minyan Mitzvahs, Elof Tiapnia is not the first Tafkid, but it's the Hakrovo and the Eish Tamid, and then the Elof Tiapnia. I don't even know how they translated right over there, the Elof Tiapnia. What is this Elof Tiapnia? What is it, Pnia? What are you supposed to do? What are you facing? What are you doing there? But it's amazing. If I ask you, what's the first tafkid of Beis HaMikdash? We live to Pnia, and we don't even know what it is. And the truth is, in Mishneh Torah, there's no mention of this at all. We live to Pnia. That's out in Gansa. Here, it's an amazing thing. It's the first thing. It's an amazing thing. It's the first thing on the list. Saj, that's the Arabic. The first thing in the, it was the running thing by the Arabs. They ran back and forth or whatever it is. He doesn't mean the Avodah Zohar that they had inside of it, but it's some type of religious yearning or something. Like, we'll see more about it, okay? The first thing in Mikdash. In Mitzvah Chofetz, the third, and a base of Bechira doesn't even exist. So what is this? What happened? Okay. Next. There's no mention of Olas Ha'esh in any of the places except for Mitzvah Chof. Look at Mitzvah Chof.
Ha'esh told me.
It doesn't say it over here. It doesn't say it in Beis Bechir. So see what you can do. I'm not taking responsibility for anything. You know, you can say it's Labadavka also. See, I don't mind saying Labadavka, but it's very odd for him to make something the major, the first tafkid before Avodah, before he talks about Avoti Akrova, by us, Ve'elav Tiyapnia, then in Mishnah Torah, not to mention it all. What happened? It's crazy. No? We don't know what we're talking about. Okay, that's the next thing I want to talk about, okay? Unless you want to say something about this. It's an amazing thing. Now, so the word that Yo uses over here, base maktsod, okay, that's the Arabic. The Kapach in his Arabic translation discussing it, talks about Merkaz HaMachshova or Menina Drisha. Beis Maksat Shehehu HaMatora Umerkaz Kivun HaMachshova Shal Klal Ha'om Bevechinus Michlal Deboi Drisha. Okay, let's see, we'll be a little poetic about it. But see, some religious aspirations, yearnings to a place, okay? So the question is, what does all this mean? But you see, let's try like this. In Mitzvah Chof, go turn to Mitzvah Chof now. For Lashon Sifri, Mitzvah say Lashon Sifri, calls Lashon Sifri, Mitzvah Chof. Mm-hmm. You want to say you want? You want? No. There's a few of them over here. Yeah. You want one? I can bring another one. What? Sholosh Mitzvahs, Nitzav Yisrael, B'shnas Knisas L'Oretz, Limnois L'Melech, okay, so the Chira, Derech Agav, the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, someone pointed out to me a little bit, but I see it's mamish very true. He didn't realize what he was saying when he said it to me. Is the Rambam in general? It's a Chagmos Sanhedrin, okay?
Different Seder,
was it? I don't know if it's a Seder, but even. I'm not interested. You know, normally if I ask you, you have a Gemara, you have a Sifri, what do you quote? No. The Gemara. The Rambam, methodologically, in Sefer Mitzvahs, quotes the Sifri and the Sifra.
It's because it's darshing the Pesukim.
I think because he held that the drashas that he quoting L'chol HaPachas are the Pirush HaMakubal. And I assume for whatever it is, you could talk about the Gemara as being the last word in Halacha. But in the Mesera of the Pirush HaMakubal, that's the Sifra and the Sifri. He's quoting the Sifra and Sifri. So what's he doing really then? He's quoting this Sifri to explain that the Beis HaMikdash is a mitzvah. And he's calling it Beis HaBechira, correct? And this pasuk is really defining It's not stam. You see, what he did was an amazing thing. In Mishneh Torah, he did something which I don't understand 100%. I understand what he's trying to say. It's not what he's trying to say, what it is, okay? I see the Achleinim ask why he did it. You see, the Ram tells you the question, and what's the pasuk for Beis HaBechira? What? What's the pasuk for Beis HaBechira? He doesn't tell you what the pasuk is, right? Does he? What? No, I'm talking when he quotes the Gemara with Sifri. He doesn't quote a pasuk, does he? However, in Hilchas Melachim, he quotes it. He doesn't quote a pasuk, right? In Hilchas Melachim, he quotes like this: Perek Aleph Halach Aleph. Sholosh mitzvos nisav Yisrael b'shas knisas anoretz. Linus lemelech shem esoyim tosim lelecha melech. Lachizar shal molek shenei matim chazecha molek. Livnois lahem beis habachir shenemo leshichnoi sidushu uvos hashom. Shh! Leshichnoi sidushu uvos hashom. Okay. Now, I personally think there's amazing something happened over here. Okay? Now, I'm wondering about Tia Pia something, okay? But Lechera, what he's trying to do in Sefer Mitzvahs is saying that this somehow defines the mitzvah of Binyan HaMikdash. And the Binyan HaMikdash becomes a Binyan Beis HaBechira. And it's Shichlo Sidra Vosa Shama, correct? In Mishneh Torah, you get the impression that something else is happening because he throws it out to Chos Melochim. And there's no mention of the Sheikh Nesidashu of Vos Hashem Melochus Beis HaBechira. Okay. Now, let me just ask you a question. We were brought up, you have to seek and find and build the Beis HaMikdash, and it was taka, there was the Aveir, they didn't look with Rabban Chumash and Pashas Kayach, whatever, and they should have looked, and how did they look, and the Beis HaRozim, whatever, okay? The question is, once you build the Beis HaMikdash, is that the Stimus HaGurdo? On the Shichnei Siddushu of Vos Hashama? Or no, the Shichnei Siddushu is a constant chiyuv in what you're supposed to be doing with the Beis HaMikdash and how you're supposed to interact with the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. So, I did find, but it's not fair I could do this and just not say anything, and you would be fooled. I'm telling you, you shouldn't be fooled by it, okay?
This would have nothing to do with Melachim, then.
What?
The Rebbe's postulating has nothing to do with Hilchos Melachim.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's what I'm saying. Mishneh Torah, he seems to be going just the opposite of this.
Yeah.
That's exactly the point. No matter what you say, whatever you say, the Rambam is resisting this. And the truth is, the Rambam only has Ve'el of Tia Pnia only in Sherishud Beis and in Mitzvah Chof. In Mishneh Torah, there's no Elof Tia Pnia. So there's no problem for me that the Shechna Siddushu can be in Hilchos Melachim. If you really want to be, you know, if you want me to be a little bit sharp about the issue, that's what I would tell you. And you sounds very good. I don't know, it sounds good. I just don't want to. Some people, you know, I don't be too intoxicated by something that sounds good. because it's a lot of the geese.
What is Ram saying in the Lusmol? I don't understand.
He's just telling you.
He's telling me there should be a Paniya? He's not telling me that.
There should be what?
There should be a Paniya?
No, he's just telling you that Kiel the same the Dvom that Melochim do. But Kiel, nothing changed about the Beis HaMikdash or something. It's not Kiel telling you new Shtiklach in Beis HaMikdash, although he should have quoted Hilchos Beis HaMikdash. There's no discussion. Whatever the Shikla says with Vasa Shomo, it only means to find the Makom HaMikdash. There's no din necessarily, I don't know, that's Machayim anything in the Deiris. But I'm just nervous. Okay, now. Let me. I'll do this now, don't do that. Okay. For example, I'm going to go this the opposite way. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Tono Abonon, Ein Ma'abuim Es Hashonim El B'Yehuda, V'chule, Heyed Chananya, Ish Ono, Imibhua, B'Golil, Einu Muberes. Oma V'Yehuda, B'Rei Rav Shmuel, Ben Rav Shimon Pazi, My time of the Hanani is ono omakro the shichne sidishu vosashomo called drishish at a derish lo yiu ela beshichne shalmokai. The Ram quotes in Roskilish Achidish in Peg Dalid Halochi Beis, they mammas ashono ela beret Yehuda shashchina besrecha shnemo the shichne sidishu vosashomo. Now I just want to tell you one thing.
Where's the first Makar?
It goes in Hedgen, you know, food base. Okay. It is true that this posse is meaningful, okay? Even if the Binyan base of Mekdash. But what Chazal derived from this posse is nothing to do with the base of Mekdash. But telling you that there's a broader area of Shechina, that the Shechnai Shel Mokoyim spreads over Or Yehuda. And Eretz Yehuda is called Ki'ilu the Mokom HaShechina. Okay? And I'll tell you, if you ask me, even though the Peskim, I don't know why they don't do it like that. To me, it's double push. I don't know. To me, it's almost like a mistake. I don't know. From Ledati, the Kriya, from Ore, Yehuda Bechubana. It's all Yehuda Bechubana. Because Otota, Eretz Yehuda is the Chmokum HaShechina. And it's also Chuban HaShechina. It's not a political thing. It's not a thing. All the Kriya is Kriya HaMikdash. It's the Yerushalayim Mikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash proper, and all Yehuda B'chobam, if it's Hebron, it's not because of politically, whether we have the government, we don't have the government, who's the Baal, not the Baal, it's the Chobam of Shechina. All Yehuda B'chobam, that's the Kriya. Because that's the Shichli Sidish Uvos HaShomo or the Eretz Yehuda is a separate Mokom HaShechina.
So it's impossible to have a Binyan Or Yehuda without the Binyan HaMikdash.
I didn't say that. I don't know anything. The Gemara first, it's a Gemara, Moy Cotton. One second. More my cotton, the Chavavim and Aleph, Omer Veloza, Haloy Ori Yehuda Bechobono, Oime Ori Kodash Echa, Hoyu Midbo, Vikereya, Vuber Ramban Shakriya Mishum Kedusha. I will write Ramban the Kriya Mishum Kedusha. Because the basis of Chaim, Simitov Kuf Samach Aleph, Gimel, Oiz Beizma, because of Ramagi Bishim Ramban, Anitamea. Hebrew the Kani Alora Yehuda Bechobono and Korea Matzoch Loima Bushlaim Bechobono Valoi Bechalwaysa Yishlim Shin Korobo Yehuda Chizim Kor Yushalayim Shilu Bashar Yehuda Koral Achas Mehen in a Korea Ashniya Korea Alora Yehuda Bifne Atmo Valushlaim Korea Kerache Bifne Atmo and Kor Yushalayim Trilo in a Korea Al Shar Yehuda Shekfa Koro Liktusha Shebekulon. I remember with the Motzoi Tisha B'Av sitting with the Rav. Sitting Motzoi Tisha B'Av, and I think it was maybe Yitzi, I don't remember who asked him. He said, but the Rav says, I want you to know the American rabbis would not be happy with me, but in my opinion, you have to tear on Yerushalayim, even Bizman Hazeh, because it's Churban HaMikdash. It's not a political issue. Statement. I wasn't there. I wasn't asking for political statements, but that's what it is. It's the Kedusha Shabbat. But this Leshich, I'm telling you, you can't bring a raya from this Leshich Nesidish Ravosa Shama because hold it for an Inyan. It means that there's an Inyan, a separate Inyan from Shekhinah in all who the Gimla Rotzah is the andere Eretz from Shekhinah. Gimla Rotzah. The truth is, you find many issues in the Gemara, the Derech Yerushalayim, the Gemara's in Baba Batshev, and all this, and they call Kilu, some Achrenes say Kilu, it's a new mitzvah, Medivei Kabbalah. Maybe that also is an Inyan of Shechin, but you see, there's an issue, there's one issue, like you can make a case, there's an issue of Drishas HaShechinah. But the question is, Pashtis is what the Rambam here is talking about at the Shekhinah of Mikdash, which is a different issue. And you don't find any expression of it in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, in Mishneh Torah, but the way you look at Sherish Yud Beis, it seems to be the thing, somehow, someone's religious yearning should be there. So I thought, okay, so I said, so what is this, okay? So I started, maybe it's direction of prayer. Veil of Tia Pnia.
What? I'm pretty sure the Mitziv says that also.
The what?
That the mark of the Kash is Nochach HaMikdash, Ram Mrs. Doraisa. So,
Ram what?
The Rambam. One of the Chavesh Dinim that are marked in Tefillah is Nochach HaMikdash. So people ask, what's the marker for it? I'm pretty sure I heard the name of the Tzir.
Okay, one second. You see, there is, I'll tell you how this, so you'll then when I say this whole thing, then you'll say your thing, okay? There is the Moshul. See, I was wondering, the Ram says in Moin Nevuchim, and also in Piyush Vashnayis, that the Indian of Mikdash is that Shechin is Bamayrev. And that was Kavonis Avrom Avinu. So I thought maybe that's Elif Tia Pnia. We face, that's all we're facing. The Avadatim is Hashem Elokechem should be altered there. And that's the Merkel Machshava, that's what it is. This is very difficult to say, because the way the Rambam uses the word, the Rambam uses of lifnois, the Arabic word they use for lifnois, when he talks about Shechina Ma'arava, both in Mishneh Torah and in Pirush Mishnayis, he uses the Arabic root Qibla, which is a reference of direction of prayer. In Arabic, that's the way they pray. That was Kilu, the more the Muslim writers, Lakavir, Ala Elif Havdolas, they talk that was Muhammad's Chiddush, that it was Mechadish not to face Yerushalayim, but the Qibla should be Mecca. Okay? And that's the word that Ram used in the Pirush of Shnayis also. But when it comes to Sefer Mitzvahs over here, he uses Saj. It's a whole different word. So I don't think the Ram has in mind this direction of prayer. Even though the Rambam in Mitzvah Hay is very clear that that Tefillah Derech HaMikdash is the Raisa. In Mitzvah Hay, it's very clear. Because he quotes this in Mitzvah Hay. In Mishneh Torah, I think it's only the Rabbonon, but it's very difficult. I can discuss it back when I have a whole discussion over here and why I think what I think over there. But this is not what the Rambam is talking about. So what I have a problem is, I have something that the Rambam is talking Kilu. It's the first thing that's on the list of what we do in the Mikdash, what the Mikdash is all about, and he gives us no clue of what he's trying to do. What I would have wanted to say, that it's direction of prayer, the doors are closed. I'm completely shut out, okay? So I want to say that it's Elif Tish, that it's a Sichle Siddush, it's a Kiyum. It could be there is, but this Kiyum somehow had a Stimus HaGadol in Mishneh Torah, because it doesn't exist. In Sefer Mitzvahs, he has it. It's the third one. After Boiti HaKrova and Havor Seish Tom, it is Elif Tia Pnir. But what does Pnir? You see, I understand it's very important to be spiritual, but the Rambam, you know, it's like the first time I ever saw, you know, it amazes me, Kilo, to be constantly involved with Dovuk, you know, to the Makom HaMikdash. It's a whole different idea, and no discussion at all in Mishneh Torah. Okay? Now, let me just go a step further, okay? See, all I wanted to tell you, if this is true, then the whole Tafkid and the whole Beis HaMikdash has changed. See, we were brought up, and it's like the Nafachu, we were brought up that the Ramban in Chumash says that the Mikdash is the Shechina. And the Ram says it's Avodah. Correct? That's what we all brought up. But what comes out maybe in Sefer Mitzvah is just the opposite. That the Ram, I'm going to show you, could say that the Mokom HaMikdash is the Shechina. And according to Ramban, it's Avodah. Okay, so I want to just try to flip it for you, okay? And I'll show it to you. It's not much true. But it's crazy, you know. Let's try that now, okay? Here we go. okay, I'll do that, and then I'll go back. I thought this would be very, this is just amazing, mind-blowing, okay? The Rabban HaTeir, you know, is in Shmos Chof Hei, Kasher Dibur Hashem, in Chof Hei Beis, Kasher Dibur Hashem in Yisrael, Ponim B'Ponim, Baser HaDibur, so he says, V'hinei Heim Kedoshim Ruim Shiel Bohem Beis Mikdosh, Lahashu Shechina B'neim, Ulechein Tziva Tchilo, Al Dvar HaMishkan, Shieloi Beis Pesucho Mekudosh L'Shmo, V'shom Yudah B'Yemoish, V'yitzav Ez B'nei Yisrael, Ika Chifetz B'Mishkan Hu, Mokom Menuchas HaShechina, Shualon. Okay. Vorati L'cho V'dibalti Itcho Me'al Kapuz. Okay. And we all know that the Rambam Mishneh Torah, when he mentions the Kelim in Mikdosh, he doesn't mention Olim. And Olim is not part of Mikdosh, because the Mikdosh, it's a Beis Avodah, and that's the Rambam, it's a Beis Avodah. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't do with the Shechina, okay? Now, what I want to do is flip it, okay? The Rambam, we're not sure over here whether the Rambam is ready to knock out Olam as being part of the Mikdash or not in Sherish Yudbeis. The Rambam doesn't give us the list. We have no clue. But if you're talking about that the mitzvah is the Shechina and the connection to the Shechina, you're talking about a very different mikdash than we were brought up with. It's talking about being constantly connected with God. And that's the mitzvah, that's what it is.
You can't say that's part of the mitzvah, because then you wouldn't have it in Bayi Sheni. You wouldn't have also the mikdash in Bayi Sheni.
You didn't have what?
You didn't have the Aron in Bayi Sheni, so you wouldn't have also the mikdash in Bayi Sheni.
Okay. My Rebbe used to say, that's a mistake. Remember the Shulam Krisis? Where's Avodah here? Hot.
They had the Mokum?
No.
It was underneath it. That wasn't its Mokum. It's still, even if they had it, it's still...
No, that's the way they should put it there.
No. Ubeis shebona shloimes habayis. Perek dalet aloch alav beis shebona shloimes habayis. Viyodes shesayv lichorev bona mokom lignois bayoloin. Lamat mabnuis ha'amukais ve'akalkolis ve'shiyohu hamelech tziv v'gonzoi. B'mokom shebona shloimes shnei mayim alavim. And that's what he said. He says, you see from here, the Ram holds that the Mokum Yavah on.
Okay,
so that's what he used to quote this Rambam. It's a Din Beis HaBechira. But Fakir, see, I don't know, I'm just telling you, there's an amazing thing over here, and it's just like an uncharted wilderness. And I thought I used to spend a lot of time working in the Beis HaMikdash, and this thing, I thought I knew something, but I realized the more I don't know anything.
But if you want to say this, you would have to say it's also in HaKol V'Ksav. It's not enough to have it, just the idea.
It could be, I don't know. I don't know anything. I don't know what, but the Rambam is very... The Rambam is not a history book. The fact that the Rambam tells us is a very important thing as far as the Chafetz of Mikdash itself. So I'll just tell you, the Ramban, for example, Mitzvah Seh Lamed Gimel, sounds almost like the Rambam that it's a Mokum Avodah. Because the Rambam it's much better here in the Rambam that the Olin is part of the Mikdash, because the Bei Chasamaisa, because the first thing the Torah does is start explaining Olin. And if Olin's not part of it, it's a little strange. But you can live with it. And what is that? That's Vasli Mikdash. And what's it all in? But the, I hasten it. Mishnah Torah is certainly not like that. Mishnah Torah is just not like that. Mishnah Torah, all in's not anything. But the Ramban, the Ramban, in Mitzvah Shochar Rav, in Lamed Gimel, no, Mitzvah Sase Lamed Gimel, we probably, over time, we're still okay, we just, I don't know when we started.
It hasn't been an hour.
What?
It has not been an hour.
Hasn't
we
been.
Started.
Okay, let's say then, just a little more. Let me get, I don't have it yet. Lamed Gimel. All these things are part of the Avodah. So all the Kalim are nothing. So Yisadar Allah does. V'tzivo Yisboch V'alok Azaner. And then he says at the end, Ulchein etzli asiyas ha'olam v'kaporis. What would you say then should be ha'olam and kaporis? The menorah is part of the lechem aporim. The menorah is part of the hadlokas hader. The mishulchan is part of lechem aporim. Okay. So and you not like the Ram. The kelim are not part of the mikdash. Okay. And what about the olam? What would you say? What do you say about the Olin? The Olin is part of Mikdash?
According to the Ramban, Allah Torah,
it should have been. Right? So he does the opposite over here. Ulchein etzli asiyas Olin v'kaporis lasum shom ha'edus timne mitzvah v'ne'atzmo. And he has it in the back as a mitzvah v'ne'atzmo, you know, mitzvahs. And then he does the opposite over here. And I'll just leave you with this. You could just decide how you want to just read this. It's an amazing thing. I have an idea how to read it. V'lehuchshe be'enai ha'tam shekos v'rav shom ha'shem chelke mechelke ha'mikdash. Okay? All the kelim, correct? L'fi she'en ha'kelim chelik min ha'bayis elehem shtayim mitzvahs ואין המקווין זו וזו. ומקריבין בבייס, אף על פי שאין בו כלים אלו. You know something? I think, I should let you think about this longer for a week, because you might as well get banging. You won't appreciate what I'm going to say, until I, but this is an amazing line? What's he talking about? Because makrim avishmein bias, you don't need a bias, you don't need anything. Well, first villa. Makrim avishmein bias, v'avishmein kelim elu.
It's mashing from him that you need a bias, but the kelim aren't ma'akiv. I mean,
but what's he talking about? He's talking makrim avishmein bias. What does he want?
Oh, as much as...
Okay, Beseda? Probably about an hour. I'll just now. I'd rather leave in this kasha. I want you to sleep and think about it a little bit. Okay. You okay with what I said before Hanukkah? Whatever. Okay.